Tuesday, January 27th. The first reading from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 12 through 15 and 17 through 19. David went to bring up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David amid festivities. As soon as the bearers of the Ark of the Lord had advanced 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. Then David, girt with a linen apron, came dancing before the Lord with abandon, as he and all the house of Israel were bringing up the Ark of the Lord with shouts of joy and to the sound of the horn. The Ark of the Lord was brought in and set in its place within the tent David had pitched for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. When he finished making these offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. He then distributed among all the people, to each man and each woman in the entire multitude of Israel, a loaf of bread, a cut of roast meat, and a raisin cake. With this, all the people left for their homes. Haydock Commentary. There were 7 choirs with him taking up the ark, and the sacrifice a calf and lamb. And David played on tuneful organs before the Lord, and David had on a beautiful stole. As soon as they had advanced 6 steps, altars of turf were erected at this distance from each other on each side of the road. David girt with a linen apron. This is an ephod, which ordinarily was the habit of priests, but no law restrained others from using it, particularly on sacred occasions. David is considered by some of the fathers as a figure of the priests of the new law, as he ate the loaves of proposition, was dressed like a priest, etc. He blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Only priests and kings perform this function publicly. Afterwards, David went to his palace to impart the same blessing to his family, and particularly to those who had not been present. This is a vestige of the priestly power which masters of families formerly enjoyed. The Gospel from Mark chapter 3, verses 31 through 35. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Haydock Commentary. The brethren of our Lord were not the children of the Blessed Virgin, nor were they the sons of Saint Joseph by a former wife, as some pretend. But in the scripture language and in this place, we understand by brethren the relatives of Mary and Joseph. So says Venerable Bede. Our Lord does not refuse to go out through any inattention to his mother. He wishes hereby to teach us the preference we should give to the business of our Heavenly Father before that of our earthly parents. Neither does he consider his brethren as beneath his attention, but prefers spiritual before temporal duties, and shows us that a religious union of hearts and feelings is far more lasting and better rooted than any other ties of affinity or friendship whatsoever. Again, Venerable Bede.